Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
So I'm actually stood for the first time this weekend in the Platform 1 marquee, which is quite a nice beat. It's out of the rain, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice, yeah.
We're here with Matt from The Optimist.
Hello.
Evening, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. We saw your set earlier at the Kashmir Cafe.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You've been releasing a couple of bits of new music recently. You played those. And how have you found your time at the Isle of Wight Festival this weekend?
I'd say it's probably been one of the best years that we've done. The crowd that we had for Platform 1 and Kashmir have been amazing. They've been extremely busy. Usually what we find is if we end up playing two stages, only one of the stages will be busy and the other one will be a bit dead, but both of them have been absolutely, you know, busy and that. So yeah, no, I've really enjoyed it, and obviously I want to thank everyone who's, you know, put this all on and, you know, gave us the opportunity and also came to our sets. So yeah.
Do you give a Saturday night at Platform 1 a different vibe to a Sunday afternoon at Kashmir Cafe at all?
I'd say so. I mean, Platform 1, obviously it was a headline slot, just below the headline slot, sorry. And obviously for those kind of gigs you've got to, it's going to be charged because it's like one of the last acts of the night, so you have to, you know, give it your all. As for Kashmir and that, I walked in, everyone was like sat on the ground and that, so we played the first song, and once we'd done that, we're like, right, everyone, come on, get everyone up, you know. It works, you know, getting everyone up, because then more people came in and everyone was enjoying it. So yeah, it's two different vibes, but it's one of those things where you have just got to work with it. You can't try and force anything. So
you've got a new single out now at the moment called Queen of Clowns.
Yeah.
And you released track, this is fail number two, I've forgotten the name of the previous single, is it?
Life Can Be.
I was going to say, it's not Let It Be. We played them both on the new music show. They're brilliant. They seem
to have a
more polished sound as you release more and more music. Have you been approaching how you choose the songs that you're going to bring forward as next singles in a different way recently?
I think just as progression, like, we've started writing better songs all of a sudden, and I think where we also recorded, at Studio 5A with Guy Page from Coach Party. He's a drummer. He also records, mixes and produces it. So I think where we've been with him for like so long now, like, when we go to record, we just sort of click. Each single seems to be getting better and better, and it seems becoming more polished. Every now and again I'll listen to some of our first tracks, it's one of those things where for me, like, I don't entirely cringe, but I'm proud of what I've done, but I can see the progression that we've had, and it's nice to see that.
Yeah. So you got more new music coming up before the end of 2022? I say we're halfway through 2022, yeah. But you know.
We do. We are actually going into the studio next week to record a song called Days Gone By. It's just a song about sort of the classic nights out. You know, you're walking about in the street at 4 o'clock in the morning, wondering what the hell's going on. We also do plan to release one just at the end of summer called Lost and Found, which is more of like, a summertime heartbreak, or like, you know, end of summertime flings, which we thought would be perfect to release it then. We're just going to carry on gigging and writing more as well, because we've sort of got into our own sound now, we're looking forward to it. So
awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. That's Matt from The Optimist.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.